The southern port of Marseille is in a region with one of the highest unvaccinated populations in France. Until recently, Nico Cros was among them. When we first met him a year ago, he didn't want a COVID vaccine because he worried about possible side effects. But he has since changed his mind and just had his second jab.
I had many questions about the vaccine's effectiveness, what's in it. It was a personal decision, and I decided to say no to being vaccinated. But the situation has since evolved. There's a fifth wave, the Omicron variant. We now know children are a major source of transmission, and my wife is a teacher, so my environment has changed. And on balance, I decided it was better to get vaccinated.
France has registered record numbers of new COVID infections. Doctors say most people in hospital with the virus are unvaccinated, so the government wants to pressure those who are not immunised to get a jab by introducing a vaccine pass for most social activities. Last week, French MPs approved the pass after days of fierce debate.
People in France have to have a COVID health pass if they want to catch a train, go to the movies, or even be in a restaurant like this. It is a QR code that most people have on their telephone that effectively shows whether you've been fully vaccinated or have a recent negative test. But the government want to change the rules so that only people who are vaccinated will be able to access the pass, which means people who are unvaccinated will no longer be able to do things like this.
The measure has infuriated people who are against the COVID vaccine. On Saturday, thousands protested in Paris against the pass and against the French president, who recently made controversial comments about unvaccinated people.
It is an attack on our freedom. I am not vaccinated, and Macron does not respect the Constitution. He has insulted me as a citizen.
This opposition MP says the pass is an erosion of rights and the wrong approach.
To persuade people to get vaccinated, you have to respect them. We have a high vaccination rate, nearly 90%. But we need to convince people who are unvaccinated, not necessarily because they are against it, but because they don't have enough information.
While some say the vaccine pass is divisive, Emmanuel Macron bet on most people in France supporting it because the majority are immunised. Opinion polls suggest he was right. 3 months before the presidential election, Macron is hoping that his risky political calculation will pay off. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Marseille.